Steve, thanks so much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. And Kurt Wagner is here, our friend from TVShowPatrol.com, to talk a little television. If you have any questions or comments, like when will your favorite show be back on, or how come this is still on? We're at 312-981-7200. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
We saw you last week just before the C2E2 convention. This is a lot of pop culture and a lot of superheroes and a lot of Star Wars and things like that. What were your impressions? Were you happy with what you saw?
Yeah, we didn't spend a lot of time on the floor. It was jam-packed on Saturday when we went, but we did some interviews and went to the Blacklist
panel,
which was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's always cool. It's fun to see the costumes.
Did you dress funny?
No.
A lot of people dress
well,
up.
Well, somebody
like...
might have thought I dressed funny.
But you weren't doing cosplay?
But I wasn't cosplaying, no.
Now,
I had a bowling shirt on.
Oh, well,
with my name on the front.
Oh, well, that's something.
But it wasn't my bowling shirt.
Oh, you're very tricky. You're very, very tricky. We've talked about this with you in the past, but now it seems like almost a done deal. There's a writer's strike scheduled for the 1st of May, right?
Yes, it's looming.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to, the one thing I read, some pundits said it's that he feels there's only there's a 75% chance it won't happen and a 25%
what
it will.
What are they basing that on? Because as of a day or two ago, it seemed all but certain that
yes,
there was going to be a strike.
Apparently, there's been some movement, but I guess, like I said, it depends on who you talk to. But if it does happen, late night talk shows will be the first to go.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, every one of your favorite talk shows, they all employ a bunch of writers.
Right.
And that's a problem. You can't do the show without the writers. Although in the past, they have tried doing it.
And do you think they'll try this time? Because I bet they'll try.
I don't know. You know, like, Colbert's knocking it out of the park right now, but I know he's not writing everything.
No, of course.
And also, I would think the hosts would support their writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because
they're
writers themselves and former writers.
Wasn't Letterman, back in the last writer's strike, wasn't he giving all the writers a bunch of money during the strike just
to
keep them afloat?
I heard that,
yeah. I think so.
And a couple of the guys have, they would take away the monologue from the show. So all they had to do was come out and then they start bringing guests out. Because you kind of need a writer to set up the questions, kind of, but you can almost get through it without writers to do that.
I mean, that's about the only thing, because even Fallon does all the skits and everything.
Right.
Or the skits and the games and stuff. And you know, some of that's off the cuff, but you know, a lot of it's sort of scripted or written anyway.
I like that goofy Jimmy Fallon, and I know people who are fond of late night talk shows aren't really that big of a fan, because he really doesn't do top-notch interviews. It's like goofy stuff, but it's kind of like the variety show. I kind of like that.
It is more of a variety show. You're right. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. But then I also read that if it happens and it'll affect summer shows, that you might see more game shows.
Oh, sure. Although you still need writers for game shows.
Maybe that's a different
That stuff
thing,
just
but
doesn't
I did
happen
read that
organically.
I read somewhere that the story ended, just get ready for more match game. I mean, but yeah, who writes the questions if it's not a writer?
All right. During the first of the big writer strikes a decade or so ago, this was kind of the birth of reality television, because there weren't writers writing the regular shows, and reality television became a much bigger deal. But if you look at the end of most reality shows in the credits, there's still people writing those shows, which seems counterproductive to what the title is. But it's not, because somebody's setting those events up.
Right. Well, I think that most reality shows that are sort of docu-series, I feel they're not very real. I mean, I feel they're pretty scripted.
Absolutely.
And if they do something and they don't get it on camera, they ask them to do it again, but maybe say this instead or whatever. I think maybe some of the competition shows, but not even like Amazing Race and those, are still sort of written. Some parts of are still
of course,
written.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can think of would be The Voice, maybe.
Yeah.
But even they wouldn't have the little sidebars where they talk about the person singing, you know, like their background or anything. They'd probably not be able to have all that. Although I think most of The Voices, no, they're on live shows right now, so they would just have to not have those background pieces.
Oh.
Unless they've already been done.
All right.
Somebody just texted, is American Idol coming back? Any news on
There's talk of it, yeah. They're working to see what they could do, how they could do it.
You knew at some point, because it was just too successful for too long, although I didn't think it would be back this fast. It's
yeah,
only
I
been
think
out for a year.
They might even be working, or trying for another network or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurt, in the past, they have done this with a couple of shows. They did it with Dick Van Dyke. They've done it with I Love Lucy. They take old black and white episodes and they spruce them up. They colorize them and they throw them on network TV, even though it's been, you know, 60 years later, 50 mm-hmm. or 60 years later with Lucy anyway. They're doing it again, right?
Yeah.
There's no need to colorize it. Come on.
I don't think so.
I don't either, but they do. They want to see her red hair, I guess.
Well, you know what it is? Is that kids who grew up where everything was in color on TV and in movies, it scares them.
They think the world was in black and white back then.
Right. 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 But they do these shows, these special shows, they do well in the ratings. People like to see the old episodes colorized.
And the technology is much better now, too. So when they were first colorizing things, the color sort of, you could see it as they moved. Sometimes it's smeared almost. It looked like it's smeared or whatever, but it's much better now. But
you think back to the old like Twilight Zone episodes, which mm-hmm. I love watching with my boys, and they're mm-hmm. black and white. That would be stupid if all of a sudden those came back in color.
Yeah.
It's just it lends itself.
I think that particular show should not ever be colorized.
I don't think any of them
should. Even old, it seems more dreamlike or nightmarish for some reason the black and white does because it's a skewed reality. I like it so much better in black and white.
Right. I don't mind the I Love Lucy's in color, but, you know, I don't know if part of I Love Lucy was in color eventually later in the
The Lucille Ball show.
Yeah, her other Lucy show.
Yeah,
the
Lucy
show.
Where she's Lucy Carmichael. Lucy, yeah, and those, that was in black and white.
Chief? Wasn't that one?
No. That's Miss Jane Hathaway from Beverly Hills.
Oh, I get it mixed up. Somebody
yeah, she
said
had
that
her
it was
called Mr. Mooney.
Oh, that's right.
And he was in black and white in real life.
He was never. He should have been. It was Conan O'Brien who paid his writers.
It was Conan O'Brien.
Somebody has texted us, so that rang a bell. So
that's
yes,
right.
Not
that's
David Letterman.
Right.
All right.
In this new I Love Lucy, their superstar special, you got back-to-back episodes, and the guest stars are who? Do you know?
Van Johnson and Harpo Marx.
People love Van Johnson.
And I remember the Harpo Marx. Well, I don't remember it from
the
original
mirror
watching
dance.
It. Yeah, they do the mirror
dance.
Oh,
I remember that. She wore the wig.
Yeah.
A ton of times, yeah.
Wow.
And there's not, yeah.
It's really great.
There, yeah. And then the Van Johnson and the Dancing Star, I don't remember
that's
that
to get kids to watch because kids love Van Johnson.
Big fans.
And doesn't he have red hair too?
Yes, he does.
So
that's the fun of that episode. It's like, I can't tell if it's Van Johnson or Lucille Ball.
Right,
they look the same to me.
Dueling redheads.
And dueling Harpos. There's a theme going here.
It is a theme. What do we know when? What's the date on this?
May 19th, Friday.
Friday night?
May 19th. So they'll put them together and it's an hour long.
All right. That'll be fun to watch.
Have you watched This Is Us yet?
No.
I'm going to kick you in
not
the chin.
Not yet. I'm going to see it soon. I'm waiting. I'm building.
Are you, this summer, though, for sure?
Yeah, for sure this summer. Absolutely.
When's that coming back? And two full seasons have been ordered for that.
Yes.
I'm
well,
excited.
It'll come back in the fall if there's not a writer's strike.
Right.
Oh, no.
If there
but
is, you're going to have to write new episodes.
Strike, well,
I could do it.
Mess a lot of things up. If it happens.
Yep.
Depending on how long it is, of course.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
End of the entertainment
world.
And, you
know, the thing is, nobody wants it to happen because
everyone loses.
They're pumping out TV shows
right
and left. And,
more than ever.
I can't imagine the producers or networks or production companies or anybody saying, too bad. We just won't have shows.
Is one network or television property going to give in first and say, come on, we got to do this?
Well, that's how it works. Yeah. I mean, somebody will, but I just... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel for the writers.
Mm-hmm.
Being a writer, not of those kind of things, mm-hmm. but being a writer who doesn't get paid as much as he would like to get paid.
Mm-hmm. I have two writer girlfriends that I hope can keep their jobs.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We'll discuss this and many more things. If you want to jump in, you know how. 312-981-7200 is our phone line and our text line. It's Bill and Wendy and with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com on WGN. Bill Laffin, it's Wendy Snyder, along with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Oh, sometime in the next 41 minutes, we'll be giving away a trip for you to Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort in Door County, Wisconsin. It's fantastic. When you hear Wendy make the dolphin noise, be caller number 9. As soon as Wendy makes the dolphin noise, be caller number 9, and you're going to Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort.
Do we have a recording of that? Because I can't do it on command.
You can't? Anytime it's ever come up on the show, you're always able to do it very easily. Do you want to do a practice one?
No, because if I do it, then it counts.
Not if we announce that it's a practice dolphin.
I usually only have one in me, so maybe we should just wait.
All right.
I'm getting older, you know.
Sure, I get it. All right, so yeah, between now and let's say noon exactly, you'll hear a dolphin noise or an attempt at a dolphin noise, and then be caller 9 at 312-981-7200, and you and a loved one will go to Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort in beautiful Door County.
Point to me when you want me to do it,
all right,
okay?
All right. Kurt, this Sunday is the anniversary of a television milestone, and I think by today's standards, it's kind of no big deal, but 20 years ago, it was a huge deal. What happened 20 years ago?
It was a huge deal. Ellen DeGeneres came out on television on her show, Ellen.
Right.
It was a sitcom. It was not her talk show, which she does now. And it was two episodes. It was a two-parter, the puppy episodes, parts one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And the character came out.
Remind me, because in my head, this is what happened chronologically, but I'm not sure, but I think this is what happened. She herself, Ellen DeGeneres, came out a couple of weeks prior, and then her character on the show, on her sitcom, came out just a short time after, right? Is that what happened?
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't quite remember.
I think that's what happened.
It was,
but
yeah,
people were very shaken up by this, because on the show especially, much of the premise of her show was dating the wrong guys. She kept dating guys.
And her mom would always try to fix her up with somebody and everything. Yeah, and then she finally, like the way they set it up was she met someone.
Laura Dern,
and it just clicked. Yeah. They just clicked.
That's a pretty awesome way to do it.
Well, and it had such a huge guest star list in those two episodes. Oprah was on there, Oprah Winfrey, Laura Dern, Demi Moore, Melissa Etheridge, Billy Bob Thornton, Dwight Yoakam, and Katie Lang.
Wow.
So a lot of gay luminaries were on there. But at that time, it was pretty amazing.
What was the reaction from most people to this?
I think it was mixed.
Yeah.
It was very mixed at the time.
But it sure hasn't made a difference now. She is beloved.
Yeah, she is.
Good for her.
She is. And that, it seemed like she was more open and honest after that. I mean, I don't know that she could do her talk show the way she does it now without having had that happen.
Right. Without a doubt. Now, her character that she played on her sitcom wasn't by far the first gay character on television. There were other gay characters on television, but it was the first time that I remember anyway that a character came out as
part
of the...
Well, and that I think an actor came out in such a big way too.
Yeah.
You know, without being forced out or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal played a character on Soap, Jody Dallas, and I remember it was so controversial that there was an openly gay character.
That whole show was controversial.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Was that 70s? Late 70s or early 80s?
Yeah, late 70s.
70s. Yeah.
So there were some affiliates that they weren't comfortable carrying Soap because there was a gay character on Soap. They thought, all hell is going to break loose if we run this.
Right. I mean, that's
how it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So look, we have gotten better.
Yeah.
We're not going backwards like some people think.
Right. Now, would you agree with this? I always think that because of the shows that are on, Modern Family does a good time with has a good amount of time with a gay couple on the show. There's so many names of shows. Grey's Anatomy has gay characters.
I think, there's a ton of them.
So don't you think Will and Grace was built on gay characters? So don't you think that for the general public, a lot of times seeing those characters on television helps with acceptance overall?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see these characters and see that they're no different really than anyone else.
Nope.
I mean, it's the whole like message of that show Sense8 that's on Netflix, which is coming back May 5th, is that, you know, if we all just work together and get along and understand that we're different and that's okay, then
sure.
Then everything, you know, you don't need to demonize or villainize.
Right. Yep.
Which I want to bring up this goofy Heineken commercial just very briefly because it ties into that. I don't know if you've seen it. Look for the Heineken commercial. I'll admit it's a little long, but they have people that are put together in a room to complete a project, and they are interviewed and they talk about, like, you know, I don't think gay people should be around. I don't think this. And then they interview the people saying these lines. They have the people together in a room working together on this project, not knowing what their beliefs are. And then at the very end, they're shown these interviews that one person just didn't agree with gay people, and it turns out he was with a transgender woman. And they said, you know, you can sit down and have a beer right now, or you can walk out of the room. And I won't give it away. You watch it. But it shows that if you get to know someone on a level where you like them, you're not going in there with any preconceived notions that they are transgender. Just get to know the person.
Right.
And don't make judgments.
Right.
It's goofy that it's a Heineken commercial. It's almost like a Heineken can solve the world's problem, like the Pepsi thing.
Sure.
But it's just done pretty beautifully. A little long, I will admit. But check that out. It's amazing.
Yeah, I like that because I totally agree. I mean, yeah. I totally agree with that sentiment. And that's why I like, you know, Sense8, the message is so, I find it, that show so great because of the message that it sends. And anytime that a show or some kind of art, you know, promotes inclusion and acceptance, then, you know.
It's a good thing.
Even if the show's horrible.
I can't believe that was 20 years ago that Ellen
did.
That? I mean, that's pretty amazing to me.
Let's get a call in really, really quickly. Dave has a question for you. Dave, go ahead. You're on with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com.
Hi. I just wondered what the reviews have been of the show Good Behavior and when it's due back.
It is coming back.
Is that the Ted Danson show?
No, that's the TNT show with Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay.
It was on, when was it on? Earlier this year, I think. And she plays this former drug addict who is trying to get her son back because he was taken away. And she unintentionally gets together with this serial, not a serial killer, a contract killer.
Oh.
And they sort of they get together to run scams and do this stuff. But she makes a deal with him. He can't kill people. And,
oh.
You know, she's...
That sounds good.
It's just very complicated, but interesting and gritty and something very different for her from Downton Abbey. And yes, it's coming back for season two, although I don't know when. It has been renewed, but I'm not sure when it'll be back.
Very good. Very good. Dave, thank you very much. Thanks very much.
Do you have to set it up again? You've created a really crazy contest on this Friday.
I just want to remind people that sometime between now and at noon, 12 o'clock noon, you're going to be jarred by a dolphin noise. Don't be afraid. It's not an actual dolphin. Wendy, as it turns out, is able to speak dolphin. So when you hear that noise, be caller number 9 at 312-981-7200. And if you are caller number 9, you and somebody you love or like or you just want to get to know better, we'll head out to Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort in beautiful Door County, Wisconsin.
For a two-night stay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Good to know.
Wait till
I
get back home so I can call.
Kurt, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated. Again, Kurt's website is tvshowpatrol.com. Go there and learn more things about TV. Thanks,
Do it.
Kurt. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.